For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to five plants could close. Production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled, and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Ukraine's president has declared martial law after Russia fired on them and seized some of the country's ships and sailors. The country calls it an act of aggression. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls it unlawful conduct.
We express our deep concern over the incident, which represent a dangerous escalation and violation of international law.
Russia has blamed Ukraine for preparing and orchestrating provocations. President Trump has renewed his threat to close the U.S. southern border, and he tweeted, Mexico should do more to return Central American migrants to their home countries after dozens were arrested crossing the border yesterday. He's also ramping up the pressure for border wall funding by threatening to once again shut down the government. Republicans are still in charge in the lame duck session. This may be their last opportunity to bring that, as well as asylum and other immigration law changes as well, to the president's desk. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Gas prices continue to drop around the nation as the price of oil posted another significant drop, falling $6 a barrel, or 14%, closing the week out at $50 a barrel. John Clemens reports.
18 states now have at least one station selling gasoline below $2 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average is now down 7 cents.
The national average posting another weekly decline, falling 7 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $2.53.
The statewide average across Missouri is $2.17 a gallon, while the pain at the pump is the highest for Hawaii at $3.88 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
Actor and Saturday Night Live star Alec Baldwin is starting off his week with a New York City court appearance. He was arraigned this morning on charges of assault over a parking space. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The actor denying that he punched someone over a parking spot in New York City a few weeks ago. Baldwin pleading not guilty in court on Monday morning while being arraigned on attempted assault and harassment charges. Baldwin was arrested on November 2nd after police allege he did punch a man, sending the man to a hospital. It was over a parking spot in Greenwich Village. Baldwin next due back in court in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.